Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's go to the phones right now and welcome in our guest from the Boston Herald, talking, of course, about the great Doug Kite, who joins us here on the Christian Arcand Show. Mr. Kite, how are we doing tonight?
Doing well. How are you doing, Christian?
I'm doing great. Great to have you on. Been a while since we talked with you, and the Patriots have not lost the game. So let's go ahead and start there with this win streak that we saw, and let's get your thoughts on that win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which I thought would be the type of win that would change a lot of people's mind, maybe change some of the Vegas odds. It seems like the market is kind of frozen when it comes to the Patriots. I thought that that game would turn more heads. Do you get that sense, or do you think maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree here?
No, I agree with you. I think it probably should have turned more heads, and I guess it didn't really. Maybe it's just the manner in which they won. Obviously, it wasn't Drake May's best performance out there. They relied on some big plays, and there were some guys out with injuries for the Bucs. But I thought it should have been a game to turn heads. I think that they showed that the expectations that we even had for them coming into that game should be higher. Like, they should be in a higher echelon of teams when you're talking about power rankings or Super Bowl odds or you know, playoff odds. But, yeah, it seems like it didn't fully do that. And I don't think any of these games coming up against the Jets or the Bengals or Giants will do that either. So maybe the next opportunity will be against the Bills. But, I mean, winning 7 straight is not easy in this league. Going 8-2 is not easy. Obviously, the Patriots are a good team.
Yeah, they certainly are. And as someone who's in that locker room a lot, I was just talking about sort of the differences between the way Belichick ran things with his system and players that fit into the system and how everybody was sort of just a cog as opposed to Vrabel, and the way that he really pumps up his players and lets them be individuals and sort of all of that. It's got to be like night and day when you walk into that place and just see the tone and tenor kind of everyone's attitudes, the way they answer questions, all of that. I mean, is it still like hard to recognize? Do you feel like you're even walking into the same locker room even?
Yeah, it is a lot different, and it's from players that you don't necessarily expect it to be coming from. Like, obviously no one knew what Stephon Diggs was going to be like when he came to this team, or some of these veterans. And I really do credit Vrabel almost fully with the culture on this team and with the buy-in, because this wasn't a slow build to this team. Like, they had to build things back very quickly this offseason by bringing in a bunch of veteran free agents, relying on a lot of rookies. And usually that team chemistry comes over time when guys really get to know each other and care about each other. But it really feels like it happened almost immediately this year. So it's been very positive to see.
Yeah, it certainly has. On the subject of the rookies, Travion Henderson, a real coming out party for him, certainly against Tampa Bay. We've seen reports now that it looks like Henderson's going to get the lion's share of the carries here against the Jets on Thursday. Looking at the day that he had outside of those two big runs, the Bucs do have a strong run defense, but it's hard to deny just how explosive he can be. Do you think that this is sort of a harbinger of things to come here if they unlocked Henderson?
I mean, to some degree, yes. I think that we will start to see some more of the big plays. But I even got asked for a mailbag for tomorrow. Like, okay, should Trevion Henderson continue to be the starter when Ramondre Stevenson comes back, or should he go back into his kind of secondary role? And I actually do think that he should probably take a back seat a little bit to Stevenson. I know that's probably not going to be a popular answer, but like outside of the big plays, outside of the 69-yarder, the 55-yard, and the 16-yarder, the Patriots were averaging less than a yard per carry in that game. And that was over 16, 17 carries. Vrabel's talked about it. It was tough sledding outside those big plays. And you can't really rely on those big plays. Obviously, it's great to have, but I don't think that that's like something that builds up over time with Trevion Henderson. I think that he's got that big play ability no matter how many times he's on the field. And you do need someone who can run the ball between the tackles a little bit better. So I think we'll see more of Henderson than we did early in the season. But when Stevenson comes back, I still do think they need some help there between the tackles and then also just as a pass protector as well.
Speaking of pass protection there, you're right. I mean, that was certainly a big knock on Henderson early on here. And with Drake May getting sacked as often as he does, didn't get sacked much by Tampa, despite them blitzing a good amount. Atlanta got to him. Cleveland certainly got to him. As we go further down here, do you think that there's been a concerted effort from Josh McDaniels and the rest of the offensive staff there to try and protect him a little bit more maybe than they would have otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, I think also against the Bucs, they were probably anticipating a decent amount of blitzing, so I think they were trying to get the ball out a little bit earlier. But there was still a decent amount of pressure in this game. But the one sack was when Drake May did the thing where he's done it quite a few times already this season, where he tries to scramble up the middle and then winds up getting tackled for a one-yard loss. And like ultimately, it should probably be a one-yard loss on a carry for Drake May. It winds up being a sack. So I think they did do a better job of keeping him upright in this game. But he was facing a lot of pressure. He was pretty good under pressure, which is obviously a positive, but yeah, I mean, you need to protect him. You can't be getting sacked six times a game or whatever it is. But, I looked at all of his sacks last week and really, I think there was only about 11 of the 34 that he had coming into last week that were the offensive line's fault. Most of them are either Drake May running out of bounds for you know, a one-yard loss or running up the middle for a one-yard loss, holding him the ball for too long. It's not catastrophic sacks where he's getting sacked for a nine-yard loss most of the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're talking with Doug Hyde of the Boston Herald. As you mentioned, Doug, it wasn't Drake's best game. It was one of his worst games of the year, honestly, statistically anyway. And I say that just because it's the first time in like 2 months his passer rating wasn't over 100. But how would you rate, just, you know, observing him in the locker room and on the sidelines and so forth, how would you rate his development as a leader on this team as opposed to his play on the field? How's his leadership skills and abilities been evolving this year, do you think?
I think we're starting to see his personality and his leadership coming out more. I don't think that's an issue. And it's funny because that was a big conversation all throughout the summer of Vrabel saying that he was, you know, pushing Drake May to be a leader and pushing him to do the right things. I think we're seeing in the locker room, and like, it's sometimes it comes across as kind of like a, almost like a no nonsense type personality from Drake May, where he's kind of bringing guys along to get back onto the bus after games, or, you know, he's got, it feels like he's almost kind of like an old soul despite being a 23-year-old. He's not really like an aw shucks type of guy in the locker room. So I do see it coming along. I think it's coming along really well. I think the team really has rallied behind him, and obviously having the success that he's had certainly helps. But it feels like he's had this mentality and this leadership ability since the beginning of the season. And I don't think players necessarily see him as like, oh, that's that like 23-year-old kid at this point. I really do think they view him as being their leader starting quarterback.
With him is the odds-on favorite for MVP. Mike Vrabel is the odds-on favorite for Coach of the Year. And I know there's still 7-8 weeks to go here. Why do you suppose that there's still skepticism that this team is for real when they have the MVP and the Coach of the Year?
Yeah, I think it's probably just what the expectations were coming into the season, how bad they've been the last 2 years. I think some of it's the schedule, obviously, the fact that other than the Bills and Bucks, teams, people just view them as being a team that's beating up on bad teams. But I think that it's just like everyone's priors, you know, everyone like what they were predicting for the Patriots before the season began is still what they're expecting at this point. And like, I don't know, maybe I'm a culprit of that just as much as everyone else, because like, I don't really want to talk about Super Bowl at this point for the Patriots. I don't know if we're at that point with them yet until they continue to prove it throughout the year. I think a lot of that is based on what the expectations for them were coming into the season, and that they're probably not on paper as talented as some of the other teams out there.
What's one player on this team that you don't think's getting the credit they deserve for how good they are?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I think, I don't know. I mean, I guess Will Campbell to some degree. Mm-hmm. I think that he's been really solid as a rookie left tackle. Garrett Bradbury to some degree as well. He struggled a little bit against Vita Vea, but I mean, people are expecting him to be a disaster this season at center, and he's played pretty good football all season. He's been a great veteran leader. I think he's got good rapport with Drake May. It's funny that there's probably a lot of guys like Jalen Hawkins. I think he's having a really good season this year. Robert Spillane. No one really talks about Robert Spillane, but he's been really solid there in the middle. So I just give you like five different names. Like, there's a lot of guys on this roster that are better than people give them credit for being.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think there's been a lot of contributions. And Mac Hollins is another guy. I mean, he's led the team in the receiving yards two of these games here in the street. Last question. Why is this team so good at stopping the run and so bad at rushing the quarterback? How's that possible?
You know, I think they're actually more middle of the road, below average, somewhere around there at rushing the quarterback. But stopping the run, guys are just swarming to the ball. And that's something that Mike Vrabel has preached since the beginning, that we want everyone rushing the ball. We want to be helping out teammates. So if one guy doesn't bring someone down, then everyone else will. I think that Milton Williams and Christian Barmore can get upfield. They can disrupt things in the middle there. And they can get there quicker, I think, in run defense than they can as pass rushers. As far as the pass rush goes, a lot of it is kind of circumstantial, but I would certainly like to see them better in that degree. I think some of it also is just depth. The Patriots don't have a lot of depth behind Harold Landry and Caleb Von Chason, so I think those guys are probably getting used a little bit too much there on the edge, and that'll slow them down as games go along. So it's good to see Elijah Ponder get a sack against someone as good as Tristan Wirfs. Maybe he can emerge here over the back third of the season and help those guys out a little bit more, but it is interesting. They're very disruptive against the run and not quite as disruptive as pass rushers.
That is the voice of Doug Kite of the Boston Herald. You can read his stuff there in the Herald and on bostonherald.com just about every day. Doug Kite, thanks so much for the time tonight. Great to hear from you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Sounds good, Christian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.